Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. Keep your focus on the best thing. Luke 10, verses 41 and 42. Martha, Martha, the Lord answered, you are worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed, or indeed only one. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her. What does your current to-do list look like? Prepare lesson or block plans for the year, organize classroom materials, respond to parent emails, plan for building classroom community and school culture, meet with coworkers, prepare student assessments, schedule a doctor's appointment, play with your kids, visit your relatives. Whatever the specifics, there are probably many things calling for your time and attention. The Bible tells us about a time Jesus visited the house of two sisters, Martha and Mary. In trying to ensure everything was ready for Jesus, Martha, too, had much on her to-do list and much on her mind. Meanwhile, her sister, Mary, was sitting and listening at Jesus' feet. At one point, this led Martha to approach Jesus, asking him to get Mary to help her. We hear Jesus' response in our reading today. Martha, you are worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed, or indeed only one. Mary has chosen what is better. Martha's desire to serve, to show hospitality, to work hard was not wrong. However, Jesus was helping her and us see that no amount of service can replace our need for time with God and His Word. Jesus didn't say Martha was doing the wrong thing and Mary was doing the right thing. He said Mary was doing the better thing. The best and most important thing is our relationship with Jesus. Everything else, our ability to serve, our willingness to love, our stamina to tackle the busyness, flows from that. There will always be things, many of them good, fighting for your attention, but as you work through them, hear Jesus speaking to you. You are worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed, or indeed only one, me. Jesus gave his life for you so that you could have a relationship with him. He loves you, and he is the one thing you need above all else. In a world that glorifies busy, let's encourage each other to rest in Jesus, to build a relationship with him. Yes, we will have days full of many tasks to faithfully care for and teach the students entrusted to us. Yes, we are called to serve families in our communities. But also, yes, we need Jesus every day and every hour. Our coworkers need Jesus. Our students need Jesus. Our world needs Jesus. Make time to sit like Mary and soak in the words of God, and then let that word equip you for the other things on your list. Let's pray together. Dear Jesus, forgive us for the times we let things other than you become a priority in our lives. Thank you for coming to us in your word and drawing us closer to you. As we face busy days and long to-do lists, help us to keep our focus on you, the only place we can find true peace and joy. Bless the time we have to study your word with our students and increase our love for you, the one thing needful. Amen. A question to consider. Can you relate to Martha's divided or distracted focus on many things? What's one way you can refocus on Jesus as the one thing needful, the best thing, and spend a few minutes listening to his word this week? Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to wells.net/devotions. May the Lord bless and keep you.